shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't not around, yeah. Don't matter what time or town, I can't get you gone. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it. I give them all my money, ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's a hard truth.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Legal experts continuing to unpack the ramifications of Monday's Supreme Court ruling, giving presidents broad immunity for official acts taken while in office. One question that ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams was asked about, whether a president could be immune if they were paid money to grant someone a pardon.
The court has said, in sending it back, you can't look to the president's motive in assessing a potential crime. So if you can't look to the motive in something like a pardon, you can't say, were they doing this for the wrong reasons, then there's certainly an argument to be made along those lines.
Hurricane Beryl growing into a Category 5 storm, becoming the earliest Cat 5 hurricane to ever develop in the Atlantic. President Biden proposing a rule aimed at addressing excessive heat for construction workers, farm workers, and others who spend most of their time outside. If finalized, it'd require workers to get access to drinking water in a cooling area if the heat index reaches at least 80. This is ABC News. Tennis star Andy Murray withdrawing from singles competition at Wimbledon after surgery on his back. He says he is planning to retire after the Paris Olympics. A Texas man claiming to be a doctor and known online as Mr. Injector One is now headed to prison for 5 years after pleading guilty to several charges.
Dustin David Moore might face civil penalties as well. Among the many clients whose pictures were posted on Moore's business website was Breon Wisnut, who says the butt injections he gave her made her extremely sick, and she's filed suit against the 42-year-old Moore.
He's conned lots of people.
Her advice to others considering cosmetic procedures?
You just have to do your due diligence.
A check of the Texas Medical Board website shows Moore is not licensed to practice medicine. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The man who put together one of the most infamous art heists ever has died. Pal Enger, the former Norwegian soccer star turned serial art thief, masterminded the plot to steal the screen by Edvard Munch in 1994. Enger was 57. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Three children and three adults were killed in a fire in Nisida early Sunday morning. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says the state fire marshal and the State Department of Justice are investigating what appears to be an accidental fire. Firefighters from Nisida and New Lisbon fought the blaze for 5 hours. Milwaukee Public Schools is projected to receive $81 million less in general aid for the coming school year. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction said Monday the decrease from the previous year is mostly due to past overpayments after the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. And speeding, we can live without it, is the slogan of the new anti-speeding campaign in Milwaukee. That campaign encourages people to slow down and drive the speed limit, report speeding and reckless driving, and share stories of how that's impacted them and their families. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to 25 this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 83. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice. And if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Colonel Ray Boland. He is the former Wisconsin Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He's was in the service for 30 years. In fact, he was the commander of Fort McCoy, actually, back when I was working in the Toma and Sparta areas in radio there. And he has a brand new book that he has written in. We're going to talk about his book today. It's titled When a Bugle Calls, a Soldier's Memoir. And Colonel Boland, it's great to chat with you once again. It's been quite a while, too, since we chatted when I was down in Toma and Sparta, that's for sure. But great to be able to talk with you again. Tell us about the book. What was the inspiration for the book?
Well, I've been joking with friends recently, commenting that it's a bit odd to be a first-time author at age 86. And then I confess that it actually took me a long time to finish this. And so back to your question, it probably 25 years ago, I began to have the idea to try to write something. And more like 15 years ago, I started to scratch some things down. 10 years ago, I actually drafted about half of the story. And then just within the last year and a half, I decided if I'm going to get it done, I better get with it. So I have been hard at it the past year and was finally able to finish. It began years ago. I have three sons, and they were urging me to write down some of my experiences and stories, some funny, some not so funny. And so it began as a family memoir. It's turned into something much bigger and a broader message for anyone who might read it.
We are talking with retired Colonel Ray Boland. He is also the former Wisconsin Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He was also the commander at Fort McCoy. And he has a brand new book called When the Bugle Calls, a Soldier's Memoir. And it is now available as well on Amazon.com. Now, Colonel Boland, this book is being a history nut, this is going to be, for myself, something I'm going to really look forward to reading. But tell us about the book, because you had quite the career starting in 1956 in the Army. You went through some difficult times, to say the least, with the 60s and the Vietnam War. But tell us a little bit about what we're going to find here in this book.
Well, I think it's important to point out how this story begins and what this bugle theme is about. The story begins in December 1941 when Pearl Harbor was bombed. I was 4 years old at the time, and I believe that anyone who was living at that time remembers that day. I wasn't old enough to understand much, but I did know how frightened my mother was, especially, and that fear kind of transferred to me as I tried to understand what was going on. So actually, the seeds of becoming a soldier began then. I had my first soldier suit when I was 5 years old, and many of the kids then were wearing military uniforms to school, carrying flags around. It was a very, very unique time in our history, and I have not seen anything that compares with that sense. So that got me going, and as time moved along, I grew up in Chicago. I joined the Illinois National Guard when I was only 16 years old, and we went to summer training, and I spent my first night as a soldier at what was then Camp McCoy in July of 1954. And then eventually, a couple of years, moved to Wisconsin a year later, rejoined the Wisconsin National Guard in 56, and then served continuously thereafter. So one of the unique things about my experience was service as a private at Fort McCoy and to return 37 years later and be the commander and retire from my Army career. It was quite a journey.
And that journey included, you served in Germany, and of course at that time, there was this thing called the East and West Germany and the NATO and Warsaw Pact. What was that like, serving in Germany? Was there always tension, especially after the Berlin Wall went up?
Well, that was when my experience began, 1961. We were called up because the Berlin Wall had gone up and the Cold War had officially started. And my first active Army tour in Germany was in 1964, which was not that long after as this had all started. And then 20 years later, I went back and served as a brigade commander, commanding a combat aviation brigade in the 3rd Infantry Division. And that was in 1985 to 87, and that was in the closing years of the Cold War. The wall came down in 89. So part of my mission in 1985 was a portion of that border. I had a cavalry squadron that had a 24/7 border patrol mission. So it was very real. We faced a very real threat of massive Soviet tank formations attacking, and it was very, very serious stuff. And at the time when I left in 87, I don't think any of us thought the Berlin Wall would come down anytime soon. It all seemed to be very much as it had been, and sure enough, 2 years later, it was all over.
Talking with a retired Colonel Ray Boland. He's also the former Wisconsin Secretary of Veterans Affairs and the former commander at Fort McCoy. He has written a new book called When the Bugle Calls, A Soldier's Memoir. It's now available on Amazon.com. Colonel, I have to ask, what made you decide to get into aviation? Were you encouraged to, or was it something you always wanted to check out? What made you decide to do that?
Well, a little bit of humor with this answer as well. I was in the field artillery when I first went on active duty, and I was a second lieutenant in a field artillery unit from Marshfield, Wisconsin. And so we were sent to Fort Lewis, Washington, and we underwent a very intensive period of training. We were out firing our howitzers almost daily. And Fort Lewis, Washington in the wintertime is a very rainy, wet, muddy place. And so one day my commander told me that I was going to perform an aerial observation mission. In other words, I would get in this airplane and adjust the artillery fire from the air. And it was something that each of us was instructed to do. So on the day this happened, I went to the airfield. This was at Fort McCoy, and or Camp McCoy then, reported to the guy that was going to take me up. And the first thing I noticed was I was covered in mud from head to toe, and this guy was in a very clean uniform. And I thought, well, this guy seems to have a better life than I do. And that actually started me thinking about maybe it would be better to be a pilot than to be digging around in the mud with the artillery. So one thing led to another, and I decided to apply for flight training. I was accepted, and that started it.
Talking with retired Colonel Ray Boland. He's the former Wisconsin Secretary of Veterans Affairs and also the former commander of Fort McCoy. He has a brand new book out called When the Bugle Calls, A Soldier's Memoir, about his time serving in the United States Army. Colonel Boland, when you came to Fort McCoy as commander, how did that change the life for your family? Because I'm thinking, you know, all of these places you had to go, you were either away from the family or the family had to try to go along. Did it make things easier when you finally had, okay, this is where you're going to be at this one station?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you touched upon the question of military, of family life, because that's an important part of my story in my book. I talk to a lot of things about the hardships that families endure that we don't hear about much. And I thought it was time that more of that be explained. It's very difficult, very hard for children, constantly moving, changing schools, losing friends, trying to make new friends, very difficult. But by the time we got to Fort McCoy in 1988, the kids were all grown and gone. And it was just my wife and I. And we had a feeling of finally coming back home. After being gone all those years, we still had family members living. My parents were still living at Adams Friendship. And my wife's family was living near Spooner. So we had a wonderful reunion coming back and reconnecting with our roots and family members. It was a nice way to finish the journey. I actually asked for that assignment to be my final assignment, and fortunately they were good enough to let me have it.
And Colonel Boland, when you were at Fort McCoy as commander, what were, do you talk about in the book about some of the things you did at Fort McCoy to kind of help those military family members? Because it is, they all of a sudden show up and they're like, what's this Western Wisconsin thing? And, you know, to try to help them get more acclimated to the area?
Well, it seems like a pattern throughout my book is that just about every place I went, it seemed like something unique happened. And that's exactly the case at Fort McCoy. Desert Storm began, or Desert Shield initially. And that completely changed everything at Fort McCoy at that time. We wound up receiving 10,000 soldiers from National Guard and Reserve units spread geographically from the Dakotas to Ohio. Everybody that was called up in that geographic area came to Fort McCoy. So it was a very a traumatic time, because this had not happened since I was called up 30 years earlier. And so everyone was not accustomed to this, was not used to it like they are now. It was, there was dangers involved, because of all the concerns about Saddam Hussein, some reports calling him the most dangerous person in the world, the size of his army, chemical weapons, or all kinds of those things that were just really striking fear among everyone. So what we had to do was try to understand how that was affecting the families and try to reach to them and accommodate them as much as possible. So I ran basically a full-time welcome center at Fort McCoy just for families. And we kept coffee and donated cookies going all the time. And as much as families could visit, we welcomed them and tried to help them understand the transition that was taking place.
And
as far as interviews, you can imagine the media interest. At that time, it became so intense that we actually wound up scheduling a news conference 3 days a week and invited everyone to come that wanted to get an update. And that was the way we kept everyone informed.
And Colonel, this, you know, for a lot of folks, this was a time before Fort McCoy changed again after your time there after 9/11, because I remember at going to some of those news conferences. I also volunteered with the Red Cross. But I remember just driving through the main gate. Hi, how's it going? You can't do that now because of what happened after 9/11.
Yeah, security has increased considerably. And of course, after the initial Desert Storm operation, when we went back 10 years later, Fort McCoy was still an important mobilization center. So units continued to deploy around the world, actually. And that mission continued at McCoy for some time. It's kind of quieted down now, but it was certainly hectic there for many years.
We've been talking with retired Colonel Ray Boland. He's the former Wisconsin Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He's also the retired commander at Fort McCoy. He has a new memoir out talking about his 30 years being in the United States Army and also the Wisconsin National Guard as well. And it's titled When the Bugle Calls, A Soldier's Memoir. And it's available at Amazon.com. You can also go to whenthebuglecalls.com, the website. You can also check out, there's also a Facebook page as well that you can check out to find out more about the book, but it's now available. Colonel Boland, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. And congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure and a goal that has come true to be able to share these experiences and tell how much I appreciate all the sacrifices of so many people who have served.
That is, again, retired Colonel Ray Boland. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Saturday, July 13th, is the host of Manitowoc Minute and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron.
We haven't quite figured out how to say that, big. It took me until I was 18 years old to figure out the phrase beggars can't be choosers wasn't about the guy putting my groceries away.
Purchase your tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Even when the chips are down, to win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I did it all on the good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on the good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be my luck. Be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on the good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be my luck. Be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home, 938. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is coming up next week, July 10th through the 14th. We'll once again be doing our live video streams of the 4-H and FFA Swine, Beef, and Dairy shows, along with the livestock auction and the Open Class Dairy Show. Now, all of our live video streams will be on our video streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming page. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board as well for sponsoring our streaming, our video streaming service. Our first show is Tuesday, July 9th, the Swine Show at 9 o'clock. On Wednesday, July 10th, it's the Beef Show at 9. On Thursday, July 11th, the Dairy Show is at 8, and the Livestock Auction at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, July 14th, we'll have the Open Class Dairy Show as well. That's all coming up next week from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Let's run down birthdays for today, or check that. Let's run down today in history for this July 2nd. In 1850, Benjamin Lane patented the gas mask. 1867, the first elevated railroad opened for business in New York City. 1937, Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while trying to make the first round-the-world flight. Of course, a lot of controversy and conspiracies are surrounding that. 1961, author Ernest Hemingway committed suicide at his home in Iowa. He was 61. 1964, former President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. 1973, actress, singer, dancer, and pinup girl Betty Grable passed away at the age of 56. 1979, Susan B. Anthony became the first woman to have her image circulated on a U.S. coin. It was the dollar coin. Americans just like their dollar bills, you know? They like the paper, not the coins. 1985, General Motors announced the installation of electronic roadmaps in some of their higher-priced cars. Okay. James Stewart passed away in the state in 1997 at the age of 89. 1999, Godfather author Mario Puzo passed away at the age of 78. In 2016... Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel passed away at the age of 87. The author and activist wrote 57 books, including Night, which was based on his time at several concentration camps. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Ennebus Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Ennebus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 27 to 1980, September down 20 to 2014, October down 13 to 2008, and November steady at 1998. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher, even though cattle futures didn't find any buying support, but some of this is due to some short covering. They're still watching the cash markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they tried to rally yesterday, but couldn't find the strength. The lower pork cutout values pressuring markets. Hogs mostly lower once again today. August live cattle up 45 cents to 184.72. August feeder cattle up $1.65 to 259.02. And July hogs now down 2 cents to 89.17. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn markets and soybean markets moving mostly higher. Commodity funds have been extremely heavy sellers over the past 6 weeks, but now we do have a lot of short covering happening in corn markets. Beans moving higher due to strength in soybean meal and soybean oil. Wheat markets, they are mostly lower due to continued harvest pressure in the market. New crop corn up 3.5 to 424. New crop beans now up 12.25 to 1123 and a quarter. September wheat down 6.25 to 584. With this market update, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn.
In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to 25 this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 83. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the second annual Community Resource Fair of Buffalo and Pepin Counties will be Thursday, July 25th, starting at 9:30 at Mondovi School. Enter at door number 7. For more information, you can give the Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC program call for more information on that. While a teen track star is going to make history at this summer's Olympics, 16-year-old Quincy Wilson has been selected to be a part of the U.S. men's 4x400 Olympic relay team in Paris. He will become the youngest American male track athlete to make the Olympics. Wow. At 16. What a life event for that young man. The Maryland high school student was named to the team after nearly qualifying for the 400 meters event at the U.S. Olympic trials last month. Wilson celebrated the news with a social media post captured, "Hey, we're going to the Olympics. Yes, you are, young man."
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty. And you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar, Mountain Dew, or Starry. Grab a delicious, refreshing Pepsi for the road.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
But I don't think the worst has happened yet.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Mavericks, all you ever do is bring me down. 9:59, I'm Brian Winikids. Thank you to retired Colonel Ray Boland for joining us this morning to talk about his new book, When the Bugle Calls, A Soldier's Memoir. And you can get that on Amazon, by the way. If you missed that interview, just check out our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that will take you right to the podcast. A happy National Anisette Day today. Today we recognize a liqueur derived from the aniseed. Now, aniseed gives anisette its licorice or fennel flavor, while usually a dry liqueur. Distillers sometimes add sugar syrup to sweeten it up a bit because it's drier than